It's a bomb, dust and cover.
I'm not sure that
made my question clear.
That's all right. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Evening, Rodney. I'm very, very confused.
Well, what are you confused about? I'm kind of confused myself, and we all get to that point in our lives that we have to stop, sit down, smell the roses, try to put our morals together and see what's wrong. What seems to be out of place tonight with you?
Well, first of all, Rocky, I mean, you seem very, very selective of who you would call. Now you're calling just anybody.
Well, I'm going to become more selective to who I call again. I'm not too concerned about what Dick Norman says or does. I never call that freak. I ain't listening to Joe. That's it. Forget about that fat boy. That man is a real smooth talking Yankee. If you come down here, come down to my neighborhood, my southwest, my Coney Hill area, he won't tell me and everybody else what to do and how to live. I want my statements made. I want the people to listen to me. I'm the man on the phone. I'm the man to call these people. I ain't got no book in front of me. I ain't got anything in front of me. I'm sitting here a phone booth. I'm not fading into oblivion. I'm going to be stronger, harder. You talk about your soul effect, Eugene.
Are you a good guy to judge again, Rocky?
No. My voice might sound a little bit different tonight, does it?
Yes, it does.
That's because I'm in a phone booth, and it sounds like I'm in an echo chamber. And a lot of times when I sing a phone booth.
Oh, in a phone booth, sing?
I'm a songwriter, Mr. Lazarus, and I'm also a poet.